from radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 23rd of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. Here's what's making news in radio this morning. Changes ahead as the radio industry adapts to coronavirus. AM and FM radio being challenged as the number one choice for in-car listening. And Nine's new music format battles against entrenched competition. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right now, nobody is talking about anything else. Whether it's crowdless sporting fixtures, people flaunting the rules on Bondi Beach, or a ban on non-essential travel, underlying it all is the world's reaction to coronavirus. Radio appears to be playing its part very well so far, with teams broadcasting from home and precautions being taken to limit to just essential staff in their offices. After weeks of ensuring its own people are safe, the industry now needs to turn its focus outwards to keep millions of stay-at-home listeners nationwide informed and entertained. One serious concern is fake news or misinformation. Conservative commentator Alan Jones has already copped flack from all sides for his claims this past week about the hysterical reaction to coronavirus. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon has written an analysis on Jones' comments and believes the broadcaster may be misleading his audience.
I think all of us in the media have an incredible responsibility in a situation like this. And I think Trump's got it right. He says, well, I'm a wartime president. It's like we're at war. Yes, exactly. We are at war. And we should be taking the same kind of responsibility that we take in a war, especially when the enemy is so unknown and is so obsequious. The takeaway that the audience, that his audience gets, it's, well, there's nothing to worry about with COVID-19. It's all a big hoax, according to Alan. He needs to be taking responsibility about the message that he peddles to his audience, and his audience being the most vulnerable.
You can read Peter's editorial in full on the Radio Info website. Meanwhile, Nova's joined stations around the world adopting the song You'll Never Walk Alone as an anthem of solidarity with other nations in the grip of coronavirus. Many stations worldwide played the song simultaneously Friday night. The 1963 Jerry and the Pacemakers version also became the iconic anthem for the Liverpool Football Club. Streaming platform TuneIn is now offering listeners a dedicated coronavirus news channel to keep people up to date with the latest on COVID-19. And it'll feature stories from ABC News Radio, Al Jazeera, BBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News Talk, CNBC, and Bloomberg. People often raise their eyebrows when you quote US radio research, but surprisingly, the figures tend to translate fairly closely to the Australian market. Edison Research and Infinite Dial have found that, not surprisingly, AM/FM radio still holds the lion's share of in-car listening, clocking in at 81%. Cell phone digital music has had a surprising bump to come in at number two, but still just at little more than half the radio listening figure. What's taken a real boost is that 35% of people are now listening to streaming radio services while they're in their car. That's a year-on-year boost of 8%, and it's not necessarily good news for local radio stations. There's a saying in this business that it's far easier to keep listeners than to have to win them back. But after the Talking Lifestyle and Macquarie Sports Radio ratings fiascos, the new operator of those stations, Nine Radio, has been left with very little alternative. The music format it's chosen to go with for its 2UE Magic 1278 and 4BH brands has recently been analysed by Aircheck Australia. Those results show that 2UE and WSFM cross over on almost one-third of their playlists, and when compared with Smooth FM, 2UE has a crossover of 31%. The Smooth FM comparison from Sydney would be expected to be very similar in Melbourne. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. With the shuttering of venues like pubs and clubs, the live entertainment industry will be taking a major hit. There's no doubt about that. To try to help artists keep their heads above water, PPCA has introduced emergency advances for the group's registered artists. The advances will range from $250 to $10,000. PPCA Chief Executive Dan Rosen says it hopes the initiative will help to mitigate the devastating impact that artists are experiencing as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. The amount each artist will be eligible for will be based on their average earnings. Community radio stations are stepping up to keep their listeners informed about COVID-19. CBAA Chief Executive John Bissett says he'll be working to ensure stations are able to stay on air over what will be a very tough few months. Bissett says that each week more than 6 million people listen to the 450 community stations across Australia. He says these stations are well connected and trusted within their communities. Unlike Radio Days Europe, which has been rescheduled to December, the operators of NAB Show say they won't be rescheduling the Las Vegas exhibition anytime this year. Instead, the National Association of Broadcasters will be unveiling a new digital show, NAB Show Express. They'll also be enhancing NAB Show New York later in the year. Coming up next, why the UK's top-rating breakfast presenter is enjoying dodging coronavirus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, some people have converted spare bedrooms and rumpus rooms into home studios so they can continue broadcasting during the current crisis. Virgin Radio UK's top-rating breakfast host, Chris Evans, thought he could top those ideas, and he has. Evans has put his home studio into his motor launch, moored on a canal at the bottom of his garden in the picturesque town of Marlow in Buckinghamshire. While Chris's solution to self-isolation is inventive, if not a little unusual, I'm sure there are plenty of cases where necessities become the mother of invention right here at home. We here at Radio Info would like to know where you're broadcasting from. Send us an email and a couple of pics if you like to editor@radioinfo.com.au. And in the latest radio moves, Deborah Evans and Bacola Essen have been appointed to the board of CMTO, the Community Radio's training organisation. Applications close for two jobs this week, an announcer's gig at New FM in Newcastle, and technical positions at 4K1G in Townsville. And if you're looking for a new challenge, check out the details on the Radio Info website. Thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.